This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Military task force
to help protect commercial ships sailing on the Red Sea.
Jonathan Majors guilty.
The jury saying he did something criminal.
Texas crackdown
to stop the tidal wave of illegal entry.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The U.S. military gets more involved in the Middle East, now at the center of an international task force designed to stop attacks on ships in the Red Sea. Houthi rebels backed by Iran have attacked ships and have promised additional action. Here's CBS's Holly Williams.
The USS Carney, an American Navy destroyer, is in the Red Sea, shooting down drones and missiles fired from Houthi-controlled territory. The Houthis now control swathes of territory on the Red Sea, connecting to the Suez Canal and carrying up to 15% of global trade, according to the US. But several shipping companies have now paused their operations there. Rerouting via the entire continent of Africa can add 10 days or more. Dr. Ian Rowby is a maritime analyst.
That is going to affect the price of every good, from food to clothes to cars to all kinds of household items.
Now to Israel, CBS's Raimi Innocencio has the latest on the war after an American show of support amid calls for a ceasefire in Gaza.
Israel's bombing has now killed nearly 20,000, says Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry. This morning, strikes on the Jabalia refugee camp in the north and Rafah in the south killed at least 38.
You are in Gaza. What's the humanitarian situation there?
The nightmare.
Jason Lee is country director for Save the Children.
The shelters are overcrowded. They're putting up wooden structures. People have taken to open defecation.
At least four deaths are blamed on the storm system that barreled through the east. It caused flooding and power outages. One tree that fell in Maine crushed this man's car.
I just bought the car 3 months ago. It's a brand new. Annoying is like the biggest thing for it.
There were hundreds of flight cancellations and delays. In Michigan, snow caused a major interstate wreck near Kalamazoo.
I'll just stay right back here, far behind the other drivers, as I watch people slide.
Overseas, Asia correspondent Elizabeth Palmer tells us more than 100 deaths are reported in China after an earthquake.
In this poor rural area of northwestern China, many buildings collapse, killing or injuring the people asleep inside. China mobilized its military, and all day Tuesday, soldiers joined the search for survivors. They cleared rubble and handed out tents and food while heavy equipment worked to clear landslides.
After weeks of small earthquakes, a volcano erupted in southwest Iceland. Quite a sight for tourists.
Just being able to see this natural phenomenon happen, just seeing lava emerge from the ground. Fascinating to see just nature in action. It's just like something from a movie.
A fishing village was evacuated as a precaution. Back here at home, Marvel and Disney have dropped actor Jonathan Majors, who was convicted by a New York jury on misdemeanor assault and harassment charges in a case involving ex-girlfriend Grace Jabari. CBS's Jerika Duncan covered the trial.
During deliberations, the jury asked to rewatch surveillance video from the incident where it appears Majors shoves Jabari into a black Escalade. She testified she grabbed Majors' phone after seeing a text message from another woman. Jabari accused Majors of assaulting her, leaving a cut behind her ear and fracturing her finger.
An appeals court has ruled former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows cannot have the Georgia election case against him moved to federal court. Meadows has argued he was acting as a federal official at the time.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has approved new powers that allow police to arrest migrants who illegally cross the U.S. border and give local judges authority to order them out.
Senate Bill 4 is now law in the state of Texas.
From a border wall construction site in Brownsville, Texas, Governor Greg Abbott making it a state crime to enter Texas illegally.
We expect a dramatic drop, well over 50%, maybe 75% of the people coming across the border illegally.
Migrants' rights groups call it a show us your papers law and to strike it down in court before it takes effect in March. Adriana Pignon with the ACLU of Texas.
Fuels racial profiling and harassment and gives state officials the unconstitutional ability to deport people without any due process.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Google has agreed to pay $700 million and make other concessions to settle allegations that it had been stifling competition against its Android app store. To get the latest version of the Apple Watch, you have to act fast. CBS's Jason Brooks tells us an international patent dispute has prompted a suspension of sales.
Apple says it strongly disagrees with the ruling, and while it promises to take all measures to get the devices back on the marketplace in the U.S., it will suspend sales of the Watch Series 9 and Watch Ultra 2 from its online store on December 21st and from its retail locations after December 24th.
A jury has ordered the chemical company Monsanto to pay $857 million to seven people at a school in Washington State who said they got sick from chemicals leaking from light fittings. Monsanto will appeal. U.S. Steel, once the largest corporation in the world, is being bought by a Japanese company for $14 billion, as we hear from CBS's Lucy Kraft in Tokyo.
The historic American company, whose founders include J.P. Morgan and Andrew Carnegie, will become a wholly owned subsidiary of Nippon Steel, creating the world's third largest steelmaker by volume in an industry increasingly dominated by Chinese rivals.
Outside Dallas, a pedestrian was fatally hit by a car. The body was found in the front seat of the car that hit him with a smashed windshield 40 miles away in a restaurant parking lot. Sheriff Chris Cook says the driver was apparently drunk and will face charges.
How this man that was driving could, you know, operate a vehicle like that and drive 40 miles with a human being in the vehicle, thinking that somehow this was an animal.
There's a health update this morning on Celine Dion. Her sister says the Grammy-winning singer has lost muscle control. Dion has a rare neurological disorder called stiff person syndrome. In May, she canceled concerts, citing the effect on her vocal cords.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Plenty of people are underwater auto loan holders.
The number of people who owe more than their vehicle is worth is higher than it's been since the start of the pandemic. When it ended,
prices of both new and used cars went up so much because the supply was so limited.
BankRate.com senior analyst Greg McBride says many borrowers have spread out payments for 6 or 7 years to try to reduce the pinch from high interest rates. McBride says when you combine that with falling used vehicle values and real life circumstances for individual borrowers,
even in a strong economy, we may well see a level of auto loan delinquencies and defaults that we haven't seen in quite some time.
Peter King, CBS News.
300,000 air fryers have an issue. Empower Brands is recalling two models of the Power XL dual basket air fryer after getting 41 reports of the product breaking, 3 reports of burns. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special. Tonight on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
For more than 2 centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.